Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Earlier today, CENTCOM shared the news that three U.S. military service members have been killed in action. And sadly, there will likely be more. Before it ends, that's the way it is.
All right, we have some disturbing news coming from the President of the United States, who just had to openly acknowledge in a dark and menacing video that more U.S. troops are likely to die from our strikes against Iran and the subsequent retaliations from Iran, which have escalated tensions all throughout the Middle East. Iran has struck U.S. airbase after U.S. naval base after Israeli base in an attempt to inflict maximum damage, because what they're trying to do, what Iranians are trying to do, is teach the United States a lesson. Before we jump into this clip of Donald Trump openly acknowledging what many experts feared, that troops are likely to die, American casualties are likely to climb, let's start off with this thread that really perfectly breaks down how Donald Trump is in a very tight position. Tehran is not looking for a ceasefire and just rejected a ceasefire from Donald Trump. The reason is that they believe they committed a mistake by agreeing to a ceasefire back in June, about 7 or 8 months ago, because that only enabled and emboldened the U.S. and Israel to restock and remobilize to launch war again. If Iran agrees to a ceasefire now, they'll only be attacked again in a few months. It's kind of a similar dynamic that you see with Ukraine. Ukraine is repeatedly attacked by Russia, and any sort of ceasefire that they do is just another chance for Russia to rearm and attack again. So this has led to Iran striking U.S. bases throughout the Middle East and getting very, very clean hits, unfortunately. An Iranian ballistic missile just hit the Jerusalem area. Usually, there is very good defense being put up from these countries, but right now, Iran is overwhelming them. Iran is just striking and striking in order to inflict maximum damage. Genuinely terrifying sights. More Iranian drones hit a U.S. base in Iraq. A weapons depot is on fire with secondary explosions still rocking the area. Adam Cochran says, "Why are so many bases being successfully hit? There should be no world in which we plan to attack Iran, expecting counterstrikes, and our defensive systems are already exhausted. We should have been stockpiled with enough Patriot missiles to defend these things. Now U.S. troops are dying due to the poor planning of this administration." But back to this thread. They say that if Iran agrees to a ceasefire now, they'll only be attacked in a few months, so they're trying to inflict maximum damage. For a ceasefire to be acceptable, it appears difficult for Tehran to agree to it unless the cost to the U.S. has become much higher than it currently is. That means the military cost, the death toll cost. The political cost for this administration must be much, much higher. Otherwise, the U.S. will restart the war at a later point, the calculation reads. I'm just laying out their thought process here. Not saying that I agree or disagree. I'm just laying out what they think. By the way, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the feed. Let's actually jump over and watch this clip of Donald Trump breaking down how American casualties are likely to climb. Trump says combat operations in Iran will continue in full force until U.S. objectives are achieved, and he warned that there will likely be more deaths before this ends, more U.S. deaths. So far, the U.S. military says three service members have been killed, and Trump is desperately trying to reach a ceasefire while Iran is trying to inflict maximum damage and essentially teach Donald Trump a lesson.
Earlier today, CENTCOM shared the news that three U.S. military service members have been killed in action. As one nation, we grieve for the true American patriots who have made the ultimate sacrifice for our nation, even as we continue the righteous mission for which they gave their lives. We pray for the full recovery of the wounded and send our immense love and eternal gratitude to the families of the fallen. And sadly, there will likely be more. Before it ends, that's the way it is. Likely be more, but we'll do everything possible where that won't be the case. But America will avenge their deaths and deliver the most punishing blow to the terrorists who have waged war against basically civilization. They have waged war against civilization itself.
All right, listen, if you've been following the coverage on the Adam Mockler feed, you know that we are not fans of the Iranian regime. In fact, our policy advisor, Micah, is Iranian-American, and his family has been abused by that very regime. F the Ayatollah. His death is not a tragedy. But the way that Donald Trump is speaking here is actually very alarming. He says, he claims to hate Islamic extremism in the Middle East. I mean, I'm somebody whose dad is from Syria. He's from the Middle East. He's, of course, not extreme, but we've had these conversations. Islamic extremism, one of the core principles is that if you die fighting for your religion or for your nation, then you become a martyr. You basically go to paradise. Martyrdom is very, very important for them. Donald Trump is basically speaking like he believes in martyrdom. He's saying that the people who died did so for a great reason, for their nation. Even Ambassador Mike Walls responded to the announcement that three U.S. troops were killed and said, "Freedom is never free." Brian Tyler Cohen, friend of the show, said, "Three Americans just died, and Trump's UN ambassador waves it off with some bullshit jingoism." From the people who wailed about Benghazi for a decade, they're now just waving this off. They're acting like they're the Islamic extremists who were like, well, they died for a cause. They're just a martyr now. Trump, nobody signed up to have sons and daughters die overseas, but that is exactly what we're seeing. Sam Stein points out, an attack on our embassy, Islamabad, and now an apparent, still unconfirmed terrorist attack here at home in Austin will raise some concerns and criticisms about whether we're properly prepared for the fallout of the war in Iran. Well, we have Kristi Noem leading the DHS. I don't think she's properly prepared. We have Kash Patel leading the FBI. I don't think he's properly prepared. This entire administration is full of underprepared clowns. And let's continue reading this thread. So remember, it said, for a ceasefire to be acceptable, it appears difficult for Tehran to agree to anything unless the cost to the United States has become much higher than it currently is. That is why Trump is scrambling for a ceasefire. Accordingly, Iran has shifted its strategy. It is striking Israel, but very differently from the June war. There is a constant level of attack throughout the day, rather than a salvo of 50 missiles at once. Damage will be less, but that isn't a problem, because Tehran has concluded that Israel's pain tolerance is very high as long as the U.S. stays in the war. So then they begin to focus to the United States. God, I wish we didn't have to be in a situation like this, where the United States is now a target for Iran. Trump is trying to tout how we're going back in and we're going to continue to fight Iran, but Iran is no longer just retaliating. They are strategically escalating. That is a very, very big difference. Retaliation is trying to just like throw a few darts and scare the United States and Israel. Strategic escalation means that they are going to continue to kill U.S. soldiers until the United States is forced to respond and escalate even further, which Trump has already said he will. From the outset, and perhaps surprisingly, Iran has been targeting U.S. bases in the region, including against friendly states. Tehran calculates that the war can only end durably if the cost for the U.S. rises dramatically, including American casualties. By the way, this is the same thesis that I have for the Russian war. Vladimir Putin will continue to invade Ukraine over and over and over until we inflict maximum damage. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying Iran is right here, but that is how I talk about the Ukraine war. After the assassination of the Supreme Leader, Iran says it has no red lines left and will go all out in seeking the destruction of these bases and high American casualties. Iran understands that many in the American security establishment had been convinced that Iran's past restraint reflected weakness and an inability or an unwillingness to face the U.S. in direct war. Tehran is now doing everything it can to demonstrate the opposite. So again, they're going from quick retaliation to strategic escalation. Iran's incentive is going to be to continue keeping the pressure on the United States until the cost is just too high for the United States to continue. The military cost, the political cost, the life cost is too high. And that brings us to the most dangerous part. They are going to laser focus on the United States until Trump gives up. Who knows whether that's in the form of terrorist attacks or just continually striking bases in the Middle Eastern region, but Donald Trump essentially just sparked a regional conflict that he doesn't seem to know how to take care of. Frank Lutz points out, over the past 36 hours, Iran has attacked more Arab and Muslim countries than Israel has in its entire history. Most of these countries aren't even involved, they just have a U.S. base. Israel, Jordan, Kuwait, Oman, Bahrain, Qatar, UAE, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, Cyprus, Syria. The Iranian regime launched 460 missiles and 350 drones at these 11 Middle Eastern countries. As I said earlier, ballistic missiles continue to fly in the Middle East, and Trump continues to escalate.
Combat operations continue at this time in full force, and they will continue until all of our objectives are achieved. We have very strong objectives.
Very strong. We don't even know what the objectives are. At first, it was nuclear related. Then it was a regime change. Then it was reshaping the global order. What the hell are the goals? Donald Trump is desperate to get out of this, but now he's stuck in sort of a corner. He has to come publicly escalate because U.S. troops died, but privately, he's been vying for a ceasefire. Let's leave it there. We're going to continue to update this. If you appreciate the updates, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you all later. Peace out.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.